I'd be disappointed, I reckon.
Okay. Would you ever, do you use the word shall? I shall be disappointed.
I shall not be disappointed.
Yeah, but do you use those words, really?
Some people do.
Who does?
Well,
okay, any other
words most anybody, some of the white people call it too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you might tell someone, any time you can come over, we'll be what to see you?
We'll be glad to accept.
Okay, any other word you might use besides glad?
We'll be happy.
Okay, what about,
be happy for you to come over.
Okay, would you say we'll be proud to see you?
Oh, we'll be awful proud to see you come.
Okay. If a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, like he was thinking about marrying her eventually, you'd say that he was...
He was... courting.
Okay. Any other expressions like that?
No, there's another word or two, but I can't explain it.
Okay. And in this case, he would be calling her...
sweetheart.
Okay. And she'd be called his...
lover.
Would you say sweetheart?
Oh, yeah, her bride. If she was going to marry.
Yeah, or she would be called his...
His bride.
Okay, but would you say sweetheart?
Oh, yeah, sweetheart or dear.
Sweetheart of what?
Or his dearest.
Okay. And a boy came home with lipstick on his collar. You'd say that he had been...
He'd been kissing somebody.
Okay. Any old-fashioned words?
There is, but I can't recall it.
What about bussing or smooching or necking or spooning?
Smooching. Busting, either. There's another one, but I can't recall it.
Okay. If he asks her to marry him and she doesn't want to, you'd say that she...
She didn't love him like his daughter.
Okay. Or would you say she turned him down? Or
she turned him down, or she turned his back on him.
Okay. Any other words like that?
No, none of that at all right now.
Okay, but if she didn't turn him down, you'd say they went ahead and got...
married.
Okay. Any funny ways of saying that?
Huh?
Any joking ways of saying that?
Saying that is... No. I can't explain.
Got hitched or jumped the...
Jumped the rope.
Jumped the rope?
Yes.
What does that mean?
That means they got married.
Jumped the rope.
Jumped the rope. That's what they call it. Some of them call it. Okay. Or they joined the right hand.
Say what?
Or they both joined the right hand.
They joined right hands.
They joined right hands. It means forever, till God parts them.
Okay, and at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called a...
Well, he called a... I know what to call it, but I can't call it now.